I want to have you guys all ask yourself this question, and I will never forget it as long as I live because of how powerfully it impacted me at that time. So ask yourself, don't you think that while Jesus was on the cross, that he saw your face? Don't you think that he looked into your eyes and said, I love you, and I would die for you so that you could live? I couldn't understand how God could love me so personally. Like, why would he think about me while he's hanging on the cross? Why would he look into my eyes? In 1 Peter, it says that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. You know, we're the ones that deserved that punishment that Jesus took. We're the ones that deserved those beatings. And all of the punishment and the wrath of God was fulfilled completely in what Jesus did. In Isaiah 53, it talks about him being tortured and beaten for us, and it says that he was wounded for our transgressions. Actually, as I say this, let's just change it into a personal thing. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. He went like a lamb to the slaughter, the Lamb of God, and then he went up onto that cross to sacrifice himself for us, for our sins. And in Isaiah 53:10, it says, when his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. And that's how I knew that Jesus saw my face while he hung there, because he hung there for me and my sins. And he didn't look into my eyes in disgust or disappointment or anger like he probably should have, but in love. And like 1 Timothy, Paul says that the grace of our Lord overflowed for me through the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Stop trying to work and stop trying to rely on a religion or an organization or yourself and your works to save you, but just rely completely on the work that Jesus did on the cross. Jesus offers the invitation. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This song is written from that perspective and that question of Jesus hanging there on the cross for you and looking into your eyes and telling you how much he loves you. And in Isaiah 49, it goes a little bit deeper in the imagery of Jesus on the cross. And it says, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Well, these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. And when Jesus hung there on that cross and those nails in his hands and feet, he was engraving us into his hands. And even after he was resurrected, he still had those scars because he's not gonna forget us. He's engraved us on the palms of his hands. That's how personal and intimate the love of Jesus is for every single one of us, individually and personally. And just imagine Jesus hanging on that cross, looking into your eyes and telling you that he would die for you so that you could live.